Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We all know that Ireland doesn't have enough houses for its 5.4 million inhabitants. Now, a study by myhome.ie suggests that we would need another 200,000 homes to have the same ratio of homes to population that the UK already has. It follows, therefore, that asking prices for property have been rising by 7.5% over the past 12 months, with one in seven homes selling now for 20% above the asking price. Conal McQuillan is the Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland and the author of the myhome.ie property report. Good morning, Conal.
Good morning.
Can we start with that 20% above asking price statistic? That must have surprised you as well, did it?
A little bit. I mean, if you look at the average home, that tends to be sold about 8% above the original asking price. And that 8% in September is up from 4% in April, May. So I think as we've gone through the summer, the market's got very hot. You're seeing a lot of properties going above asking. And that particular 14% number, so one in seven properties is going 20% above asking. So I suppose that just sort of shows there's an enormous amount of competition for homes amongst home buyers. I mean, there's a lot of employment in our economy, up 2.7% over the past 12 months. Wage growth is running at 5.6%. So there's a lot of income growth in our economy, and that's what's really driving house prices up. And, you know, it's a feature of our housing market that, you know, transactions are settled above the asking on average most of the time. But we're seeing that kind of premium on average grow very, very sharply over the past couple of months.
Because there is a regulation in place. Estate agents in this country are supposed to market a property at the price they legitimately think it will sell. They are clearly not doing that. I mean, in the UK, there's slightly different rules. They tend to market to the price that they think it genuinely will sell. And they to do that.
That's true. And like an average in the UK, you're seeing discounts at the moment to the asking price because the market is much cooler there. So I'm not the regulator.
Is it too hot here, the market?
I don't think we have a bubble. The macroprudential rules are in place. So the average first-time buyer is taking out a loan roughly 3.3, 3.4 times their income. Mm-hmm. That's versus 4.5 back in the Celtic Tiger period. Mm-hmm. It's similar to where the UK is at the moment. So there's no obvious bubble in lending. I mean, the banks are adhering to the macroprudential rules. But what you are seeing is a lot of income growth. Clearly, not enough houses listed on the market, not enough homes have been built. So when wages are rising 5.6% in the year, it's not too surprising that we're seeing the kind of rates of house price inflation that we're seeing at the moment. So again, people kind of think of house prices as are they going up at all? Are they going down? Are they flat? You know, really need to think of house prices relative to wage growth, and that's kind of where they naturally should be.
So wages are rising by way more than inflation. If inflation is below 1% and you're saying it's 5.6%?
Inflation is close to zero at the moment, but wage growth is 5.6%.
So that's real real wages are going up by around 5%.
Yes.
Yeah. But house prices are still rising by 7.5% and even more than that outside the capital city.
Absolutely. And I suppose one of the features of the My Home report this morning is that in Dublin, asking price inflation slowed slightly to 6.2%. So I think over the past couple of years, there's been periods where affordability has become stretched, but then in the background, you got wages increasing all of the time. So, I mean, in the first half of last year, we actually had 8 months in a row from kind of September through to May where Dublin house prices actually fell. You've had these periods where, you know, a bit of a correction in affordability, things get stretched again. We're going through one of those periods in which house prices are growing a little bit faster than wages.
Okay. And you think the house prices will sustain this trajectory for another year or so?
Our forecast is for 4% growth next year. Mm-hmm. Again, that's versus pay growth of maybe 4 to 5%. So, you know, affordability being sort of vaguely steady. We're living in a labour market where there's a lot of pay growth, a lot of wage growth. That's what's driving house prices higher. And for now, that looks like it's going to continue.
Tell me more about this ratio to houses to population. You think that we would need an extra 200,000 homes to match the same ratio as they have in the UK?
Yes, so you have a population of 5.38 million, 2.2 million homes. You divide one by the other in the sort of 0.4 of a house per person, or to put it a different way, 405 homes per 1,000 people. So we can compare that ratio to the UK, where, of course, they've got their own problems. So it's around 444 homes per 1,000 people in the UK. So to bridge that gap would require an extra 206,000 houses to be built here in Ireland. And I suppose what's really striking is, there's been a gap for a very long time, but what's really striking is how it's grown. So 2 years ago, that gap was 160,000 homes. And of course, what's happened in the interim is that we've had two successive years of the Irish population growing at an absolutely exceptional pace, almost 2% both in both of the last 2 years, or 200,000 people overall, the vast bulk of that net migration. So what people need to understand here is that, you know, the Irish economy has performed extraordinarily well. We haven't seen this level of population growth since 2007 and 2008. So, you know, these rates of population growth driven by net migration don't look sustainable in the longer term. They're exceptional historically, exceptional versus Europe. And I suppose what it also shows is that, you know, housing is a problem everywhere. If we actually are successful in sort of bringing more affordable housing into Ireland, net migration will respond. Mm. People will come here for housing, for jobs. So it's a very difficult one. We need to see this issue solved across Europe, not just in Ireland. If we do get success in Ireland on our own, we can expect net migration to be even more positive.
What do you think will happen in the upper end of the market now that stamp duty is rising to 6% for properties above 1.5 million, as announced in the budget last week?
Well, it's 6%, but over and above 1.5 million. So yeah, 1% on the first million, 2% up to 1.5, and then 6% over and above that. So,
will it tame the market on the upper end?
The upper end of the market behaves very differently to the rest of the housing market, so it's always going to be potentially more volatile. It will depend on what happens to interest rates. Obviously, the ECB is expected to cut rates quite aggressively now towards 2% by the end of next year. So you have this increase in stamp duty. So, I mean, if you take €10,000 over, you know, 1.5 million, you're only paying 6% of that. Mm. So I think we'll have a very small cooling effect, but, you know, prices in the top end of the market could still continue to go up even with the stamp duty rate. But let's see what happens. It's a very different market to the rest of the housing market.
You've had a few days to digest the budget. Any thoughts?
Well, look, I'm going to stick to the kind of consensus amongst economists that, you know, Ireland's an economy that's hitting speed bumps and bottlenecks and capacity pressures. It's not an economy that needs even more money being injected into it. There is an election on. It's not the first time that we'll see a giveaway budget before an election. But look, there's a strong consensus among economists that you shouldn't be, and an economy that has capacity pressures, you shouldn't be kind of increasing spending rapidly or giving large tax cuts at that particular time. Very rarely happens when the economy is doing well and there's an electoral cycle. Yeah, of course, you know, that is a consensus. I'll stick with that.
Conal, thanks for coming in. That's Conal McQuillan, the Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland and author of the My Home Property Report.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.